Welcome to Solar Sailing with Trevor White, and today we'll talk about buying some anchor chain. I need to get a new anchor chain for Tintin. I have been looking around for a little while, so I'm heading back to New Zealand soon. I'm going to finish all the jobs on Tintin. One of those jobs is replacing the anchor chain. Anchor chain is 20 to 30 years old. There's not enough of it, and I've done the sums, and I don't think it's worth acid zinking or acid washing it and then re-galvanizing it. I think it's not economical for myself, and I would need to add more chain. And that means I'm adding a link. There's always a failure point in a link. What I would like to do is just get a full continuous length of the chain, good quality, that is going to last me 20 years, maybe 30 years. So that's the challenge in today. There's so much information around. There is a lot of different manufacturers. Not every manufacturer is producing good chain. They're all generally charging the same, but they're not all producing good chain. So I'm trying to find someone who is producing good quality chain and it's made to a standard. So at this stage, I'm looking in New Zealand. That's where the yacht is. And the intent is to get probably 100 to 120 metres of chain. It should cover my needs. May even get a little bit longer. I've got to make my anchor locker a little larger. So at the moment, it's quite a large anchor locker, but it, as the chain falls into it, it mounts up and then jams, which is a bit of a pain. So I'm looking at ways to increase the volume at the bottom end, because there is room, but there's not enough depth. So if I make it a bit wider, I think, and then I'll put some sort of a mechanism in there to spread the chain, I should be able to get more anchor chain in there, and it should spread out and create the volume that I need for more anchor chain. So if I think I can get 120 metres in there, maybe even 150 metres. Ideally I need 100 metres. That's what I'm sort of working on. I've been operating off about 60 metres and rope. And in Australia, never had a problem. Everywhere I went, I could anchor quite comfortably with 60 metres of chain. There's nearly all the anchorages were fine. Sometimes you're a bit strung out. When I went to New Zealand, it's struggle. You're really struggling to get an anchor down in some places with that amount of chain. And then you get up to Tonga and New Zealand, I didn't have enough chain. Like, there's some anchorages that are 20, 25, 30 metres deep. And it became a problem for me. I was still, I have another 80 metres, I think, attached to the... Well, I had 100 metres, but I had to chop 20 metres off when some rope got jammed. So I've got about 80 metres of rope attached to the chain. So, I can put out 150 metres of road, but it's not all chain. And I prefer all chain. My rope is still 18 mil. It's quite strong. It's got a bit of stretch in it. That's a good thing. But I would prefer to have all chain. So at the moment, I've been looking around, spoke to couple of distributors, chain distributors, wholesalers, and a chandlery. And I'm looking at grade 30, grade L. I'm buying 10 mil short link galvanized chain. I've looked at stainless steel. I'm still not sold on stainless steel. I mean, I like the qualities of it. I think it's resistant to abrasion and those aspects. But I've always had this issue with stainless steel failing under load. It's impossible to identify if there's a failure in stainless steel until it explodes or fails. Whereas with galvanised, if there's a failure in there, you can see the rust starts to come through in the metal before it fails. So that is my reasoning to go to galvanising. Galv is also cheaper. I could also go high tensile, but I don't think I need that. I'd have to change the gypsy on my windlass. I've got an old windlass. I've just had it completely rebuilt in Fiji. So I don't really want to change the windlass. I wouldn't be able to get a new gypsy for it. I'd have to get one made. That would be $1,000 probably anyway. So I'm spending somewhere in the vicinity to $3,000 to $5,000 New Zealand to replace my chain. And what I want is chain that's going to last 20 years minimum. That's what I want. The Pacific... Cruising the Pacific, cruising the islands is abrasive on chain. It's hard work. It gives your chain a real workout in the coral, and coral sands and rock and everywhere else you're anchoring. You know, occasionally you get a nice sandy bottom, but it's not always the case. So I want 20 years and I want good quality chain. I don't want my chain to fail. The chain I have at the moment is as rusty as, and it's probably lost a lot of its galvanizing in the last 5 years. When I bought the boat, it was actually not too bad, but then it just started to a lot more use. New Guinea, Queensland, places like that, and it's just started to strip the galvanizing off, plus it's old. So out with the old, in with the new, and the challenge is to get that good quality chain and ideally certified. So I'm looking at 766 at the moment. There's a choice between Chinese and Italian manufacturers. People are saying the Italian stuff is better. It's certified to a rated strength, whereas the Chinese isn't. I'm still looking. I'm still trying to find someone who will provide me with certified, good quality, strong chain, you know, grade 30 or L or 766. You know, the stronger the better. And I'm still trying to get the best price. You know, I'm a cruising sailor. I'm always looking for the best price on everything. You know, the money I save on chain, I can put into the next project. And there's several projects on the go at the moment. So that's my plan. If you know of someone who provides good quality galvanized chain in New Zealand, leave me a note in the comments. I'd be super keen to find them. If you have any other ideas or thoughts on the topic, leave me a note, comment, or drop me an email. Again, what I learn, and when I buy the chain, I'm going to put that in the video and tell everybody where and why I bought it, what I got, how I think it performs over the next 12 months, 2 years. And that way people can, you know, go back and have a look at where I bought it from and how it's performed. You know, so if it's shit chain, then the manufacturer will find out. If it's a good chain, then they get a pat in the back as well. So thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Safe sailing. Catch you later.